Previously on Do or Dice.
We're hunting whatever is taking people from above. Do you know what that is?
Unless, of course, that's you, and then we are hunting.
Bro, you're not supposed to underline that.
That is us, yes.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he's like, that's us.
He is known only as Piper.
Is he human?
Yes. Once as we all were.
While you guys are resting real quick, can Bo and Helen please make me constitution saving throws? Yes.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
I'm going to focus on the enemy in front of me. I think that's the way I'm going to have to go through this. So I'm just going to swing at the swarm of rats in front of us. So again, I'm just kind of swinging and stomping as best I can to kill this thing.
All right, is that it?
I think John rigged fantasy grounds.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Does that 54 damage still count as cool if we all die at the end?
So, it's Ratfolk Rogue on the west side of Poop River. He's going to lower his crossbow.
I mean, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
It's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If he dies, Goshen, you need to run.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
We need storyline continuity.
No, I don't. I don't. I am going to use my savage or relentless endurance.
Oh, thank God.
He's at 1 HP.
Look at John. He's like, I don't want to kill you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. And then as soon
it's
as you're
still
like,
exciting.
Oh, you didn't die?
So you're up. You're back at 1. Get hit. Fall to one knee. Reach up. Pull it out. Throw it to the ground and stand back up.
It's just relentless endurance. It's just I'm too mad to stop. I'm just like, no, you will not get me.
God damn it. Dom, damn it.
giant rat number 5 is right up in Helen's grill.
Come on, kill me.
These swarms are ridiculous.
The swarms are so much scarier.
They fucking are, dude.
They're so much scarier than the giant rats by like a lot.
Oh yeah, so and this, he's just still gnawing into
Will
your.
Will you stop?
Huh?
Biting?
No.
Stop biting me.
Still going to
stop happen. It. Stop it.
Or doc.
Bad rat.
Are we doing sprinting jump rules? Is that fine? So like I could just clear this without a problem, right?
You better dump your fucking lay on hands on yourself.
I am. Okay. As my action, I'm going to put my entire land hands pool into myself.
Really?
So as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Goshen. Oh. And I'm going to sprint and leap across.
Now, we're going to have to go through how exactly you're leaving, because the Swarm of Rats is going to get a hit off on you. So first off, how many you dumped your whole pool into you? How much was that?
It's 25.
So first off, the swarm of rats is going to get an attack of opportunity against you.
Take like 3 dex opportunity there. Well, 2, I guess.
And so nothing happened on that one.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I could just stop at the, I don't know.
I would stop at the rogue.
Yeah. I'm gonna leap at the water, like across the water, and stop, and then engage this rogue, rather than trying to make it.
Why don't you just leap at the rogue?
Mm-hmm.
Jump tackle him.
Yeah.
That way he doesn't get a chance to attack you.
All right.
I gotta start strategizing now. Gotta let my power gamer fly.
Bow all over again.
Could you not bite me, please?
He doesn't have any. He dashed, so he has no extra actions.
I'll give you a gold each if you don't bite me. How about that?
Swarm of rats number 2 is going to go after Goshen. Ah, no. So Orduk leaving kind of threw him off guard. He's like, what the hell is going on? Like, you guys have been here forever.
This last solitary rat.
Giant rat number four. Is
swarm of rats is an individual rat.
He's running up, dashing around, and Helen is surrounded.
God damn. Stop, dog.
I can't, stop. Man.
There's other players.
Swarm of rats number one.
All the swarms are so scary.
Going after Helen, biting right up your leg.
I'm a fan favorite. You can't kill me again.
What do you mean again? I didn't cure the first time.
Yeah, you killed yourself.
I just assumed Tombor's dead.
Jensen.
All right.
I think you were saying you did it to yourself.
Not 20 men. We need you.
Death save. Ooh, that was close. That's a failure.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
On a two. For
Shaman
three.
Number two.
I'm really worried for Bo's turn when it comes up.
Yeah, next turn almost makes like
50-50.
Fuck.
Not even, really, because he's got to get through three.
He's going to die or he's not
going to die. I mean, you have a 55% chance of making your...
Yeah, it'd be fine.
55% chance of not dying every time you roll.
But he's either going to die or he's not. Like, die permadeath or not die.
Yeah, it's not like he's better.
This round.
Unless he gets that 20.
It'd be 50% chance he doesn't die.
Yeah.
5% chance he comes back. And then 45% chance that he dies.
Permadeaths.
permadeath.
Who knew today is going to be so exciting?
Yeah. And that's how it always goes. It's like just a normal, like, day, and then the season ends, and we blow everyone.
So, Ratfolk Shaman is going to launch magic missile assault at Orduk.
Cool.
Five of them.
Ouch.
And it's just.
I'm just going to die anyways. It's fine.
Your concentration, by the way, is just rocking right now. Good job.
It's stellar, yeah. Four.
Holy
super
shit.
Good.
Five.
But goddamn.
And then the last one,
and
I knew.
The last one did it.
Valiant effort.
Oh my gosh.
So he threw his staff on the ground, had both hands up, and is just shooting missiles at you. And they're just peppering all across your chest. Finally, the last one causes you to blink. And the white light around Goshen fades.
Sorry, buddy. I got distracted by the pain.
Giant rat number three be in nice. Helen's corner of the room.
Be nice. Be nice.
That's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
It's less nice.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who's at 1 point? Was it this guy? Yeah, it's
okay. Bo.
All right, guys, here we go.
See you later, alligator.
I'm going to put a drum roll in right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
No, he's either going to permadeath or not permadeath.
What? Wait, what have I got to roll? 10 plus?
A 10 or higher.
10 or higher.
Or a 20. Just roll a 20.
Just roll 20, yeah.
And stand up.
Oh,
oh no. Bo's dead.
Oh, fuck. It's claimed.
Hey, Bo's dead.
It's claimed another one.
All right, I'm going to do
hey, Bo's
work
dead.
On another homebrew class then. Farmer.
Okay, now, here's what I find weird. Take season one, Ben was the first to die. Take season two, Ben's the first to die.
Yeah, it's a trend, isn't it?
And then Jordan's about to go.
No, I'm going to die.
Which is still the correct order.
Because of something that Trent did.
Hey, fuck you. No. Bo died because he was being
dumb. I
don't
know, man. You called out that one, and then he rolled a one.
That is not on me. I refuse.
Oh, fucking earth. Okay,
Shub
Niggurath just get, like...
That's all right. I'll figure something
like,
out.
Released into the world. Oh, now,
like. Are we just gonna have any audience?
Oh, God. I don't know a single other podcast that has such like
revolving
more,
door
revolving
of characters.
Yeah.
You think after? I mean, you guys came into this room and split up completely.
It's playing the character,
and, like,
man.
Ben just stopped attacking things because he tried to
murder
some rats.
Ben died because Ben was being dumb.
No, Ben died because he's being true to his character.
So I want to point out this time, though, that when Helen dies because of all these rat attacks, that's going to be directly because didn't kill them all, and it will be his fault that I died.
Just out of curiosity, can you tell us how much HP a giant rat has?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I think I could have killed all of them in one shot.
You could have.
Okay, I will say this.
But now I'm going to
giant rats.
You're permi
12.
Yeah, I definitely could have killed them all in one shot.
It's the rat folk in there.
Yeah, and you're permadeath.
Like, guaranteed swarms as well.
And I'm going to die.
Swarms are 50.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't have killed that. Fuck.
With resistance. Yeah. Holy shit. No wonder.
With resistance. Yeah. So, okay, rat folk rogue number one. He's going to launch a crossbow attack at Goshen.
Okay.
This is seriously going to... We're just going to end arc two.
I can tell you guys exactly what's about to happen.
I will go ahead and reaction and...
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I'll catch that. I'm not spending my key point, but I will reaction. It
you know, fuck that. Next time he's going to come in and just start shanking you. you're not going to throw it back?
I'm not wasting the key point to throw it back.
I okay, think I will undo the 5 damage to you then.
Yeah. So I drop it because I'm going to need those key points. If everyone goes down, I'm running and I'll need those key points.
Helen. So,
I guess I'm going to try to rape again.
Shit.
That is the correct verb. When you're using a rapier, it is raping.
I don't think it is.
Oh my god.
Oh!
Hey!
You actually hit something.
Remember,
just enough.
Ignore the swarm. Just kill the big ones.
Yeah, so I see Bo go down. I feel literally nothing. And then I focus back on the giant rats that are biting me to death. And I make just a last ditch effort just to swipe. And it looks like I slit its throat and it kind of gurgles and then falls down.
Goshen.
Okay. Real quick, John. How do you roll on the idea of, like, splitting up an attack? Like, I attack this thing, it dies. Can I then move before I use my second attack of the action?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Okay, cool. Dope. That is helpful. Let's hope things go well. I'm going to try to smack this last rat in the swarm. So, with my first one, I miss slamming the ground against it, or slamming my staff against the ground. It's just one friggin' rat, and it won't die. But I get it with the second swing, and I manage to kill it.
Hey, there it is.
Frick.
Shit. Okay.
I don't like the idea. I'm not in love with the idea, but I'm going to have to do it, I think, just so this guy can't keep free casting. I'm just going to sprint jump and get to the shaman himself so he can't just continue to cast freely. I can make it there if I go north, like around the commoner and down past Ordok, because I have 40 feet of movement. Key point for patient
kill
defense.
Him kill him.
Oh, actually, yeah, bonus action. I can punch him in the face. I'm gonna do that. I forgot I could do that. I made an attack.
Kill him a lot.
Punch him in the fucking snout, because I've learned it's their weak point, and I dropped this shaman too.
Yeah.
And now I'm done, and I'm probably gonna get shivved a lot, but that's fine.
I mean, I dumped my entire health pool into myself and it's just gone.
Yeah.
I'm right back to where we were.
I really wanted to get rid of that caster.
Okay. So, Ratfolk Rogue number two. First attack going to miss as he's kind of like going past you. Second one, he's going to get you right in the gullet.
He's doing the taking you under his wing, that maneuver.
Third attack, he's going to come and try and get you in the chest.
Yeah, I can make it to Jensen. So I'm going to run up and try to stabilize him. It's my last spell, boys.
This is it.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
We're in room, like, 3 of this dungeon.
So I run up to Jensen and just lay down, or, like, kneel down and use Cure Wounds to bring him back to life!
Bring him back to life.
Damn. Wake me up.
All right. Anything else?
That's all I can do.
Giant rat number two.
Hit me. I want to roll death saving throws too. I want to join the cool kids club. Hit me. Yeah. Awesome. I'm dead.
We're about to have some.
Helen's down.
Are they going to keep attacking me?
No.
It's not my game.
Okay.
If it was sure. My game, though, they wouldn't attack you. They would totally drag you away to somewhere to eat you, though.
You know, I was just thinking about that, actually.
I changed my mind because of being controlled by the Piper, and I think the Piper wants people. So they'd probably drag you away to go turn you into a rat person.
Especially since you were already infected, just saying.
That's why I wasn't too afraid of dying. I was more afraid of being turned into a rat person.
Yeah, we gotta worry about that as well.
What? Jensen.
Hey, I'm alive.
Wake up! We need your help!
I'm gonna look around as I'm lying on the ground with Ordok over me saying, we need your help. And I see Steven. I'm going to get
peaches.
Up. And I'm going to yell, Steven! Charge him. And God, I hope he's hit. So I charge him yelling, Steven. I shank him saved. Once.
He made a 14 and got a 15.
Okay. I shank him once, and I go to shank him again, but he grabs my arm, so I punch him with the other one, and I go to punch him again, and he grabs my other arm.
All right.
We're just locked.
To giant rat number three. He's got to come up and join his compatriots. You got to skip over Bo. Oh, Bo dead.
Did anything happen? No.
This rat rogue is going to jump over Poo River. Hum up. Going on a shanking spree. First one is Jensen.
Fuck off.
Hey, it's Charles Stevenson.
What's the point in me having a 17 AC if you're just going to roll 19s?
That's the beauty of pack tactics. Goshen.
Ooh.
Oh, fucking A. And Jensen's down again.
Did something before you went down. You're
fucking Steven had my arms held up and the guy had a direct line to my under my armpit.
Yeah, just right in there. They were two timing you. Just
how dare they?
The rare double shank.
This double is not good.
Advanced shanking.
Advanced shanking 101. This kid is just, before he was kind of like kneeling down, now he's kind of slumped over. More just like sprawled out on the floor.
Yo, I hate to tell you guys, if I start seeing fur, I'm kicking his ass in the water and leaving him. Like, there's no heroics have ended.
I would have already killed him if I was over there.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by our patrons. Yeah, we're going to talk about our Patreon again real quick. So, if you like this episode, you like how it's going, you like the fight sequence, and you like, you know, kind of what we're doing, guess what? There is a fully unedited version, and it's video. The Discord call over a cool layout, it's like 2 hours long of the entire episode, or the recording session that went into this episode, is up fully unedited on Patreon. It's for our Guild Mage tier and above. For them, they'll have access to all of the cool perks from all the other levels and the Adventure Vault and the other bonus content and all this other cool things that we are doing, plus, you know, being a part of the game as far as an NPC. And starting this week with this episode right now, you can jump to Patreon and listen to and watch the fully unedited version of this episode. And it's kind of cool because we've had some comments from other guild mages saying, oh, it's really insane to think of the amount of stuff that gets cut out to go in to make us sound so good. You'll get to see all of the idiotic dumb stuff that we say and do and the reactions that we have to John's crazy evil laughter. So, if this appeals to you, if you think that you want to be a part of this, if you just want to see five idiots playing D&D, then please jump onto Patreon. The link is down below in this episode in the description. And, you know, check us out. You know, see what we're about. Like I said, you get all this cool bonus content, the adventure vault of all of the cool handwritten adventures that we've done and that are canon in our world. You get to be a part of the game as far as an NPC, and just a whole bunch of other cool stuff on our Patreon. So go on there, see if you like it, watch the video, let us know what you think, and just a big, big thank you to those guild mages that are already a part of our community. We really hope you're enjoying the episode, and we will see you over on Patreon.
Oh, I'll never win my money back now.
What seems to be the trouble, friend?
I lost my lucky dice gambling, and now I don't have anything to play with.
Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap.
You do?
Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again.
Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man.
Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
To the people of Agmanesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fey or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use in your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Hey!
Hey, success!
I made one success.
Goshen.
Okay, first I'm going to go after who I assume to be Steven with my staff. Oh my god. Why? I slip.
How's that one feel?
So
huh?
As you go, okay, so this doesn't really apply to you.
Oh, okay.
Because the attack is, the awkward thing is called rip. Mm. Your backpack splits, spilling out everything onto the floor during combat. But you don't have a backpack. Oh, you do your cartographer stuff.
I do. Yeah. All my cartographer supplies.
Oh, your sheets on the ground, the ink's rolling around, the feathers getting in poo water.
And didn't you say that the floor is covered in like wet poo water?
Oh, yeah. So all your maps. All your maps.
No. Man. I get shit out of this. No, I did get shit. That's all I got. All right. I'm going to
fuck this dungeon.
Go for another swing at him. So the first one, I kind of like awkwardly clip the back end of my staff into my backpack, but I'm so full of adrenaline, I just kind of power through it, and it rips it. I'm like, ah, frick. And I poke into his chest with the top of my staff, right into his chest, and push him into Pooh River.
So you're going to push him back?
Yeah. Right. And then I'm going to make a bonus attack. Okay, I'm going to make my bonus attack against Dude Man for an 11, which misses, so I don't have to worry about it.
All right.
You had a full health swarm running right at you.
Yeah, that's poor the doc. Thing I'm real concerned about.
I was like, can I deal with this impending swarm? But like, nope.
No. No.
The answer to that is no. All right, so I will walk up to this, to Steven? Is
his name? No.
No, Steven's
no, this one's called Christopher.
Christopher.
This one's, this is Charles Stevenson. The other was Steven.
I walk up to him and just say, "You'll have time to beg in the afterlife," casting my vow of enmity.
A cool ass line like that, and then you miss.
And then I die.
I meant to say, "I'll have time to beg in mine."
Correction. Oh.
Hey.
Thank God.
There it is.
Pull it out, man.
Thank God.
So I walk up. I'm going to do sort of a swing towards the side and just smack him across the chest and like carry through and go above and bring it down on him. I'm going to try to put this bow back on.
Yes.
Oh, still did it. All right. So I sort of like
one point.
A baseball sweep across his chest and in the same motion redirect and come like bring it down over his head. Oh, guys, we have one round to gather ourselves before
they
the unhurt swarm arrives.
I don't think you have that much time.
I mean, I still have death saving throws, I guess. So,
if you roll a 20, that'd be great.
Yeah, because now they're far away. You can start shooting fucking arrows at them.
Right, they're just bounding up, running through the muck and the crap, and he's just doing a lunge. Right at Ordok. He just saw you put his friend down.
He's going to be dripping. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Thank Christ.
The swarm's going to come right up to Goshen. And he gets advantage.
Advantage, yeah. Oh, God. The original party members, no.
Oh.
Thank God.
So you're saying
Jensen,
there's a chance.
Death saving throw, please.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll 20 real quick so I can get back up and punch these rats.
Okay. Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
That'd be dope.
I'm just saying, my backup character plan is pretty cool.
Yeah, mine too, but you and I have to live.
Well, I rolled the 2 this time, and I'm going to roll the 0 next time.
Oh, okay.
This rat's doing the same thing, but heading towards Goshen, running, jumping, direct as a bite straight into the neck.
Ah, frick!
That's max damage, wasn't it?
Every round is just so tense now.
Helen.
It's just like, oh.
Death saving throw, please.
I mean, it's just going to be a TPK. Like, guys, if you hadn't seen that coming.
Hey! You succeeded again. There's two.
That's 2 saves.
How the fuck are you of all people?
And I'm up, guy.
I mean, you're just gonna wake up and run away, though.
Fuck yeah, I am. Fuck yeah, I am.
Goshen,
you're not eating or turned into a rat.
So I'm going to use my attacks against the 2 giant rats.
Didn't get to 200 years old without, you know,
running away,
self-preservation.
So honestly, I don't want to like foreshadow or anything, but I'd probably put an arrow into Jensen's head and then run.
So I take an arrow to Jensen's head. So
just so he can't turn into a rat.
That's fair. I take my staff and I hit the 2 giant rats next to us, knocking them out. And then I yell to Ordok, "You need to run."
All
and
right.
Then I'm, oh God, no, I'm going to stay and hold him. Ordok, go, run, man.
Ordok, you're up.
I can't leave you, dude.
Got to. One of us has to make it.
Grab the kid and go.
Save the kid. Yeah, exactly. That would be what I yell. Save the kid.
Oh, the kid's going to turn like a
super. Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
It's like if, you know, zombie movies where he's like holding the door.
Exactly. I'm holding the...
Oh, wait, you're Hodor. Yeah, you're Hodor. Be Bran. Get out of here.
No, guys, this is okay.
You can move too, right? Like disengage and leave.
I can do that next turn. I got to hold him for at least a turn. You're slower than me.
Guys, all I gotta do is kill the giant rat, which is already at half health, and the swarm of rats doesn't get advantage.
That's true, but they'll probably still beat me off the sheer fact they have resistance, and I do not.
So
I mean, I do
2v1.
Have 8 HP. This swarm isn't the best at hitting or at doing damage.
It's gonna crit next turn.
Probably.
I haven't had a crit yet. Oh, I did, but then Jensen blocked it.
Decisions, decisions.
I know, save the kid, though.
Save the kid.
The kid's not. I'm telling you right now, the kid's not okay.
Or not.
We don't know that.
That kid's not.
That kid's ratified, but we don't know that.
I think I would save the kid.
Do it.
Yeah. Play the character. That's what we're known for, playing the character and dying real easily.
I'll turn around and leap back over the river and just say, I'll yell back at Goshen, get your ass over here. And I run back up the kid just in time to be shanked by him because he's a rat.
He comes up with a knife. Right in the tank. Just
in the tank.
And I'm going to try to like scoop him up and start making my way towards the hallway that is towards the east of this room.
Okay. Giant rat number two.
Don't die, Goshen.
I'm working on it. I mean, you know.
If he hits you.
If he hits me, it's over.
Is he?
Woo!
Woo! Oh, thank Christ. Woo-hoo!
How much do you have?
How much health? I have 10.
Okay, you're good for one
hit. Okay. Well, then, yeah, you're good.
Goshen, get over here!
Beat the shit out of that giant rat.
Jensen.
Disengage. Yes, sir. Right, Goshen.
It's time
for, disengage.
It's time for my heroic return.
Yep, return.
Come on, 20.
Fuck. Well, success.
No, it's not good enough.
Okay, Bo is dead.
Helen.
Okay.
Bo is dead.
The little boy.
Oh, shit.
I reckon the little boy is the piper, right?
No, I think they're turning him into another rat.
Or not.
Piper. Yo.
Give me a flat d20 roll, please.
Fuck you, John.
I know. I know.
15.
Okay. Cool. Helen, give me a death saving throw, please.
Wearing out. Hey, I failed.
Goshen.
Final key point. So I'm going to do damage before I leave. I have one more key point I can get out. I'm going to use my staff and swing it at the giant rat.
Oh,
natural
yes.
20.
Oh, natural 20.
Nat 20.
Bam.
So let's damage this rat. Get out of here. This is my house.
Instant death.
Oh, so good. Now run.
I have one more attack.
Don't get cocky.
Don't worry. I get.
Don't get cocky.
Get cocky.
So swing at the, sweep my staff across the ground at the swarm for a little bit of damage. Then bonus action, key point, disengage. I run to Ordok.
Check on this kid, please.
That's my final one. Do I notice anything about the kid when I'm running behind him, like in his arm?
That he has, the kid is not breathing.
Ah. Ordok, the kid. He's dead. He stopped breathing.
Mouth to mouth.
Drop him and run.
Ordok, your turn.
I'll stop moving and I'll like set the kid down and turn him over. Can I do a medicine check to see if there's anything I can do?
Yeah. As far as you know, this kid is not breathing. He's not moving. You're not getting a heartbeat, nothing. As far as you think, the kid is dead.
I'm just going to look up at Goshen and say, we lost him.
Fight or run.
Jensen's still over there.
So Ordok just rolled a fantastic medicine check.
The kid's dead. He's definitely not going to wake up and stab me.
The swarm of rats going to jump over. It says all these rats are scurrying, jumping over this. Some of them are going to make it. Some of them aren't. And it's going right after Goshen.
Woo!
Jensen.
Oh, yeah. I'm still
give me a death saving throw, please.
20. Nope. 11.
Oh, 11.
Nice.
Sucks.
What do you got, 1 and 2?
You're slowly counting the 20.
I'm at 2 saves, 1 fail, but I really need that 20 just to stand back up a bunch of fucking rat.
Helen.
Here we go, guys.
Stable.
Hey,
look at that. You're alive.
Well, not alive. It's stabilized.
Stabilized.
I'm stabilized.
Yeah.
But
you can die like that. This can happen.
Goshen.
Die, rat. Die. Swing and trying to step on him but not quite land in anything. And that'll be my turn.
That'll be your turn. Okay.
All right. Ordok.
Ordok.
Yep.
By Thaumsrath, I'm not afraid of you at all. I'm going to move up and start swinging. So yeah, I'm going to do more of the same. I will move up and just start squishing rats as best as I can.
We are in round 10. We've officially been fighting for 1 minute. That has taken us almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a
swarm of rats.
Minute of our lives that change us wholeheartedly.
That's a hit on Ordok. A swarm of rats.
Let's kill him.
Ooh. Ooh. Hanging on by a thread.
Jensen.
So if I roll a one, I'm dead, by the way.
If you roll a one, you're dead.
Hey, but if I roll a 20,
you get up.
Glorious. You
got it.
Oh,
I rolled 2 ones. That's the worst. I am stabilized.
Oh, right. We didn't have Helen Rowe. Helen, give me a flat d4.
Also out for 4.
Also out for 4.
That works.
Hey, you're going to get that 4-hour nap you wanted.
We have 12 collective HP.
I'm debating. It's the kid's turn.
The dead kid.
John, the kid's
surely he
dead.
Doesn't need a turn.
He's still prone. We can
just do what you're gonna do. Don't pull those That's punches, right. bud. You never have before.
I know.
And it's not a TPK because Jensen and Ellen are alive.
That's true.
They're just unconscious.
Unless he comes over and just stabs us while we're down.
Or eats us.
We're only in enemy territory. Why would they do that?
The kid's going to stand. And see, he's walking like almost like he's drunk.
That's weird. He was dead.
And he's going to
just
turn
bad at medicine.
And wobble. And just take one step towards you guys.
2 HP.
I'm knocking him out. I'm punching the kid in the face. I'm sorry. That's just what has to happen.
Goshen, it is your turn.
No, I got to kill the rats first. They're the more imminent threat.
Kill the kid.
Okay. So I'm going to swing at the rats with my staff a bunch.
Stop rolling wolves.
So I slam a couple.
You suck.
I know, right? I slam a couple of the rats with my staff. I'm like, frick. Still alive. Okay, fine. Stomp.
Punch the kid in the fucking face.
I can't do it. For 9. Okay. So I stomp a couple of the rats that are like piled up trying to get on Ordok's leg, and I just soccer kick the 3 of them toward the wall.
Ordok.
He's undead. Kill him.
Should I try to kill these rats first? Because I might be able to kill him with one hit and then attack the boy.
Go for
do
it.
What Ordok
do what
would
Ordok
do.
Would do.
I mean, that kid was dead, and now he's not. So, like, Ordok has no qualms.
WWOD.
What would Ordok?
Wad.
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 And, like, I can take a hit from the rats, but I don't know.
I thought you had 2 HP.
Actually, well, that's fair.
Yeah, you can't take a hit from anything. If some of this water splashes on you, you're probably going down.
It's from infection. It's from sepsis. Is he, like, super wobbly? Like, what would it take for me to just knock him over?
Doesn't look like much.
Doesn't look like much.
Like, would I have to use an action? Or could I... If I just were to drop my hammer on him, my two-handed hammer, would he fall over?
Oh, dear God, yes.
Okay. Is that going to be an action?
I'd say it could probably be a bonus action. That'll be nice.
Oh, what about taking my other weapon out? Is that...
Oh, that whole combination would probably count as an action.
An action, okay.
Yeah. Drop the hammer, pick up the other one. Since you're not just dropping the hammer, you're dropping it with a purpose.
Could he just move into him and knock him over, then smash him with the hammer?
5-foot step.
I don't want him to, like, bite me.
Well, technically, if you take a step into him, you're still in attack range.
So if I drop my hammer on him and then use my action, could that still be, like, just drop a hammer? Could that be a bonus action?
Why are you entertaining the idea of just dropping a hammer on him? Just fucking smash the kid.
Because I knew he was going to, like, disengage and back up.
You have 2 attacks, right? You can attack him and then attack the rat.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you disengaging?
Because I have 2 HP.
Yeah, but you gotta kill
these things.
It's kill or be killed. Even if you disengage, they'll catch up to you.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna try to kill the swarm.
Do it
with the first attack, because I still have my vow on that. I guess I could just recast. Yeah, I'll do that. All right. So these last fucking like 4 rats that are left.
There.
Dead.
I swing down and just go, fucking could you die? And I'm just gonna look up at the kid and say, I'm sorry we've failed you, and I'm sorry for this evil that you've turned into. And attack him.
Where's my mom? As you bring the hammer down.
Are you actually my mommy?
No, you know what? Wad. I'm trying to think if I'd still try to save him, but like I really thought he was dead because I failed my medicine check. So yep, I'm gonna attack him.
Bunk.
Ooh.
Oh.
Holy shit.
2 ones? Are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, I dropped a one to
how does that happen?
To make another one.
So this was the melee attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, it's something stupid. I gotta upgrade this. It's that shoes are untied. Every time you move to the end of the combat, there's a 50% you'll lose your shoe. But for you, it could be lose your leg. So you're going to swing your hammer at this kid. And he's so wobbly, he's going to kind of just drunken master this. And just, he's going to fall to the side as this hammer comes down. His eyes are going to go wide. He's going to take off running.
Well, that was unexpected.
Perhaps he was not as dead as you originally thought.
I appear so. I thought he was a zombie.
Swing, boy, swing.
Wait, he's still in the room.
Well, he can't only run so far.
Swing with your opportunity attacks.
Actually, yeah, when he runs away, can
yeah,
I
you
trip
would,
him?
Yeah. As he goes to run,
trip him.
You both get an opportunity attack.
Get your heads in the game, boys.
I would like to attempt to trip him.
Because then I can just set my hammer on him and he can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come here, you little shit.
Yep. All right.
Do I roll damage on that?
Yeah. Roll me some damage.
Okay. Oh, good. I feel good about this. I did declare I wanted it to be non-lethal.
But the amount of damage dealt.
Yeah.
This is why I said the bursting arrow would kill him.
God damn it. Whoops.
So you go the, you know, there's so many dead bodies around you guys and so many weapons laying about. This kid trips, falls onto a dagger.
It's okay, Goshen. That wasn't your fault, clearly.
Just sort of standing there with my staff kind of extended out. Where I tripped him, like,
and the staff just shrinks a little, like,
who would have thought that, that poorly placed dagger was there? There, buddy.
You guys,
whoever left that on the floor
are out of combat. One of you is dead, 2 of you are unconscious.
Retreat,
the other 2 of you are basically dead.
I can't even stub my toe.
Yeah. Tripping and landing on a dagger could kill you.
How are you going to get back across that river if you land wrong, you're dead?
And if you walk through it, you get syphilis or something.
Oh, I can help him, actually. It's cool.
Let's collect our friends and find a safe place to not die.
Yeah, let's head back to that control room at least.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't make it all the way out.
Do you think you can make that jump, or do you need assistance?
It was so funny if you failed and you twisted your ankle and hit your head and became unconscious.
I mean, I was hopping over it in combat like it was nothing, so I don't know why I wouldn't be able to.
All right.
Sure.
That was it. This is now. You guys are totally spent. Well, okay, I'll be nice. There's a nice little debris bridge down to the south of you.
Oh, yeah. We could use that.
I'll be nice.
Go around about.
Yeah, whatever, John.
Yeah. Feels almost. You're the one who's going to play with the rats.
Who looks heavier? Ordok? Not Ordok. Jensen or Helen?
Helen.
Helen's heavier? Okay.
I'll get Jensen if you would like to go get Helen.
You're a little stronger than me.
We gotta go find Bo.
What happened to Bo? Where is Bo?
Bo's dead!
I think you actually have a line of sight on him now.
He's behind a...
at least.
Rock. Oh, like, there's a large rock. Yeah. See? You can't see him.
Oh, yeah.
Can someone take that smelly ink pot that makes people feel sick at least? I bought that with my own money.
Oh, and all of Goshen's...
Oh, yeah.
All my maps and shit are over there, yeah. Fuck.
Literal shit.
Literal shit. Oh.
So you guys are collecting yourselves. So, Ordark, are you going to take the debris bridge down to the south?
Yeah, I'll head south and walk back over.
As you're crossing over, you're going to see a limp form on the ground behind a rock. And it takes you a minute to realize that it's Bo, because there's a couple of rat bodies around him.
By the gods, no! And I'll just run as quick as I can and see if there's anything I can do.
Considering your knowledge of medicine, you are very positive that Bo is dead.
He's dead, Jim.
I don't know. Someone needs to check on this.
I always look quite pale, so you know.
I was also very positive that kid was dead. He just stood right back up.
True. Then died again.
That's super unfortunate.
I'm going to pick him up in my arms, and I will carry him out. I'll just grab Helen by an arm or something.
I'm still only at like 1 HP, so if you drag me, I hit my head on a rock. Come on now.
Are you guys going to reconvene in the control room?
I think that's the idea.
Go to the rust monster.
Yeah.
We killed that game. Oh, the restaurant's room wouldn't be bad either, but it's full of rust.
The restaurants?
Restaurant. Rust monster room, sorry.
It with
was
all
any
the...
of my stuff salvageable at all? Like my... any of the
a
kit
few things.
At least? Okay.
Yeah, the kit's protected because it was kind of...
Ziplocked.
Yeah, Ziploc bagged.
Mm. But I lost my maps. That's upsetting.
Didn't the door close behind us? Like, we actually can't get out, right?
Oh, the big door?
Mm-hmm.
It did. So, as you guys convene back in this room, this is the first time Goshen has seen the body of Bo.
Bo, Doc. Is Bo... Is that Bo?
He's gone. Goshen, he's gone.
I'm silent for a second.
Just weighing up the pros and cons of that.
Like a mental list. Honestly, I never quite expected him to die. I always thought he would be the one that, well, kind of killed us. Still, I'm sad that he's gone. He was an interesting little fellow.
Terrifying, I think, is the actual word you're looking for.
Yes, that's much more accurate. You're right. Still, I was quite fond of him. Very sad. We'll have to do something for him when we get him to the surface.
Get a Team Boshin tattoo.
Right across the chest.
Yeah.
He just never quite could figure it out. It's a curious mind, though.
Oh, yes, that's putting it mildly. Remember that time he ate Jerry?
It's like 4 days ago.
Four days ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should eat
him. It's what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have wanted.
Eat me to get my power.
He was wearing a cloak, right?
He was wearing one.
Yeah, keep it for my next character.
I'm gonna like wrap him up in it. If there's any like I don't know. I don't know if I have any like bailing wire or anything like that. But maybe I can strip something out of this console and just sort of like
Helen had some rope.
Shroud him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like Helen said, he's got some rope, obviously, on a backpack.
Yoink. So yeah, I'm just gonna try to like bind Bo up because it is my intention to take him out of here, whether we have to come back or not.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.